Chapter 5. Telephone Exchanges. Touching Base with Your Clients. 5.3. From Start to End. Task 2. Listen to the 10 essential business telephone skills and match the following headings with the particular skills discussed.
A caller's first impression of your company is formed by how well that call is handled by the person who answers it. You are a welcoming committee of one for your organisation. Here are 10 simple but crucial reminders for delivering exceptional customer service on the phone. Skill 1.
A three-part greeting will get your calls started smoothly. The three parts are buffer words, the company or department name, and your name. A pleasant buffer phrase such as good morning or thank you for calling XYZ company sets the stage for the call. Follow that buffer phrase with the name of the company or department and then your name. The caller assumes that you're going to help them when you answer the phone, so they will tell you how you can help without you asking. It's not necessary to use the phrase, how can I help you? And anything you say after your name erases your name.
Skill 2.
Be sure to let the caller know why they need to wait. Ask if they're able to hold and then expect a response. Callers hate being ordered to hold with no control over the situation. If the caller is not able to hold, handle their needs by offering options, such as a call back.
Skill 3.
When a caller has to be put on hold or gets dumped immediately into a hold queue when they call, it's very frustrating. You can ease that frustration and put the call on a positive path by thanking the customer for waiting. This reconnects with callers and puts the conversation back on track. It puts your organisation head and shoulders above average.
Skill 4.
People enjoy hearing their name, so using it helps set a positive tone for the call. Using the caller's name and saying it correctly is an efficient way of letting them know that you intend to assist. Don't be afraid to ask for help with pronunciation and spelling. It signals to the caller that you're willing to take some time to give good service.
Skill 5.
Bear in mind that callers want solutions. What excuses annoy customers the most? Things like, our computers are down, or sorry, but that's our policy. Take responsibility for all the calls you answer and tell your callers that you intend to help. If you receive the first contact with the customer, take 100% of the responsibility to guide the caller to a place where there will be a resolution.
Skill 6.
Use a combination of different words and short phrases to acknowledge that you have heard and understood what the caller has said. Be sure to mirror back some of what the caller has said. Without it, customers wonder if you're listening, if they've been disconnected, or if you're even able to help them. If you're adding notes on the computer, tell the caller so they know the typing sound they hear is related to their call.
Skill 7.
Remember that there's nothing more amateurish than not being ready to take a message when you've answered a call. Keep paper and a pen or pencil next to your phone at all times. Writing a message word for word is the best way to make sure you don't mangle it.
Skill 8.
If a caller gets off subject, take control of the call. Rapport building is good, but it is your responsibility to build rapport while remaining in control of the conversation. If things get off track, ask a question related to the purpose of the call as a subtle buffer to get it back. Customers appreciate you handling their needs efficiently.
Skill 9.
While on a call, don't eat, drink, hum or chew gum. Such noises annoy and alienate the other person. The mouthpiece of a telephone is a microphone that amplifies sounds on the receiving end.
Skill 10.
Finish your conversation on a positive note. Let callers know that you're glad they called and that you look forward to hearing from them again. This ending of your conversation is often the way they remember the entire call. A positive last impression counts as much as a good first impression.